This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1845. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded September 28th, Argentina, Australia, China, Colombia, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Finland, Germany, Guinea, Indonesia, International Internet and Vacuum, Ireland, Italy, Korea South, Laos, Libya, Malaysia, Myanmar, Marshall Islands, Mauritania, Mexico, Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Puntland, Russia, Sudan, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Turkey, Turks and Caicos, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. A reminder, as I explained at some length last week, to listen for Argentina's external service, which promises to relaunch October 5th with a new name, Rai Al Mundo, new programming, new interval signal, and perhaps new better modulation, but on its old frequencies, which are 15.345 variable toward Europe and 11.710 plus variable to North America in our evenings. In Hardcore DX, Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania says it must be the annual showing of the long path of ABC local radio Alice Springs on 4835. Found purely by accident, a signal here at 2100 UT, September 22nd. Man and woman announcers, words almost readable on quick peaks at 2107. I could tell she had an Aussie accent. And still heard at 2111 with more talk. A recognizable piece of music at 2112, still barely audible at 2127. There was tough interference from Kodar near 4835. Of course, this Northern Territory transmitter is on that frequency 24 hours a day, unlike its two sibling stations, which switch to the 2 megahertz band during their nighttime hours. So this long path reception is barely possible to eastern North America about now. Also reported by Chuck Ripple in Virginia, September 27th, presumed, at 2133, a carrier, some snippets of talk with a down-under accent. And of course, this one is easily heard in our mornings by short path before and after sunrise. Al Caravan Radio Colombia is normally off frequency just a bit to the high side of 5910, but it's very irregular. You never know whether it will be on the air or not. Ever September 26th at 0323, past 0352, I could tell it was on the air since it was in Spanish, causing interference to the much more powerful NHK Japanese service via France. But the frequency was slightly different, I could tell, with the BFO. Wolfgang Büschel reports his monitoring of this on September 28th, 2 days later, that Al Caravan Radio was only one sesquihertz below 5910 with nice, fast Latin American music. A bit fluttery, as heard by remote in Northeast America at 0610 UT. Its sibling station on 6010 nominal was also 1.5 hertz off frequency instead of much more than that above the nominal. The Voice of Thy Conscience also has interference from Brazil's Radio Inconfidencia, a very weak signal, which he measured, presumably that's what it was, 97 hertz above 6010. I was surprised to find Radio Havana Cuba on a new frequency, which they probably don't even know about, 9605, September 23rd at 0213. I confirmed this quickly by paralleling it to 9710 and much stronger 9535. A few minutes later, I found a matching frequency, 9465, which leads me to conclude that both of those new frequencies are really spurious, coming out of the 9535 transmitter, each 70 kilohertz, one above, one below. However, they were strong enough to be taken as some of the weaker fundamental frequencies of Radio Havana Cuba. And I was also hearing them the next day at midnight 23. about the reactivated Eritrea on 7175 and DRM-style jamming from Ethiopia. That's been quite sporadic, I guess, depending on whether Eritrea is actually on the air. I was hearing it September 26th at 0316. The noise jamming was S9 plus 20 and spread from 7163 to 7188, wiping out a good chunk of the exclusive worldwide 40-meter ham band. At first, I could not even detect a carrier from Eritrea amid the hash, but I could just barely after 0330. I wonder if the ham intruder watchers are on this, and do they know the sources? Ethiopia is also jamming the Voice of America, about which more later. Here's a pirate believed to be in Finland, which if you did not know better and run across it, you might think was not a pirate. 9930.0, says Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. Via the PlayDX blog, September 19th at 1804, it was Baltic Sea Radio. On lower sideband and playing some music, there was adjacent QRM from 9935, presumably Greece. Kai Ludfisch in Germany says the Deutschlandradio brand is to disappear in the next year, abandoning the name as a media brand. What is now Deutschlandradio Kultur will then become Deutschlandfunk Kultur, while Der Radio Wissen, the digital-only station with a whopping market share of 0.03%, 16,000 listeners per day in all of Germany, that will be called Deutschlandfunk Nova. The goal of this move is to use only a single brand, the most widely known one that they have. They consider it essential for being clearly recognized in the digital world. Kai explains more about this in the new DX Listening Digest, number 16-39, when published via worldofradio.com. Last week, we noted that Guinea-Conakry 9650 would sometime not come on the air until as late as 0655 UT. Supposedly starts at 0600, however, September 27th, I found it already on the air with High Life-ish music at 0549. An anomaly from Voice of Indonesia reported by Ron Howard in California on September 25th. The one-hour English broadcast is usually at 13 to 14 UT. However, on that occasion, they were still in English at 1404 to 1445, but with a different format than usual. Just one announcer the whole time, including local Jakarta weather, some international weather, mostly playing pop songs, but with IDs as VOI. It was mostly fair on a day of unusually good propagation, 9525.9. Also reported by Hiroyuki Komatsubara in Japan, who said they were still in English during the following hour at 1543. And the extended English schedule continued, according to Hiroyuki, at 1830. Check english.rriworldservice.com. They wondered what would happen the next day. However, on September 26th and 27th, it was back to the usual variety of languages, with English at 13 to 14 UT only. Under international internet and international vacuum, several of our listeners are wondering what's become of WRN World Radio Network. Since the websites disappeared a couple of months ago, they were WRN.org and WRNBroadcast.com. I'm trying to find out, but at least WRN is still streaming on the web. Joseph McTaggart says it's still on tunein.com, and I hear it by the URL I have preserved, which is shoutcast.wrn.org:8000/ for the North American service. We have a third chance to hear a special annual broadcast of RTE Ireland via South Africa. The football final, which has already occurred on a Sunday afternoon, resulted in a draw. So the game is being played again Saturday, October 1st, starting at 16 UT, presumably again on 15320, says Eamon O'Connor in Dublin, British DX Club. Yet another schedule change by the low-power Italian station Marconi Radio International, but they seem to have settled on 7700 kilohertz USB. They had been on Wednesdays for a while and then shifted to Thursdays, and now they've changed again to Tuesdays starting September 27th, and this is to continue throughout October on the 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th between 17 and 21 UT, 100 watts. Also, they have often been appearing on Saturdays with special broadcasts at short notice. I filed this item under Korea North because it's jamming Korea South, but the Xers in the Pacific Northeast, notably Gary DeBock in Puyallup, Washington, have been hearing this on 1566 kilohertz and have concluded it's coming from China, presumably because they're also getting regular broadcasts from China on some other high medium wave frequencies. The thing is, the program being jammed is FEBC's Japanese Christian Service on 1566, just before 1300 UT, as heard just about every morning. It doesn't start until 12:30 after the Chinese segment, and it fizzles out by 1300 when the Japanese segment is over. In fact, it goes off at 12:57. For example, on September 25th, Gary reports to the IRCA list, "My daily track of the 1566 pulse jammer, once again, its customary peak time of 12:55, pestering HLAZ's anemic signal, often in the clear at a fair level. The jammer stuck around until around 1300, then it bailed for the seventh time in 7 days. My impression is that this bizarre transmitter is some kind of jamming test, since whichever government is using it doesn't seem very serious about all-out jamming. It would seem more logical for China to jam HLAZ's Chinese broadcast at 12 to 12:30, rather than Japanese, which no doubt blasts into Japan at over S9 strength." By the way, in totally the other direction, Tobias in Germany also reports hearing HLAZ on 1566, some 9 megameters away, but without any jamming when he tuned in September 16th at 20:57 and copied the top of the hour time signal. Here's a rare station, especially when heard in English, by Ron Howard in California, Lao National Radio, 6130, September 26th from 1418 to 1500. There was heavy adjacent interference. He could only make out bits and pieces. At 1418, it was in Chinese, some music indigenous at 1426. 1430, usual theme music and the English segment. He made out the ID. This is the Lao National Radio broadcasting from Vientiane, capital of the Lao People's Democratic Republic. Our news and English program broadcasts at 2130 to 2200 hours local time daily, transmitted on AM 567 kHz on medium wave and AM 6130 kHz on short wave. There were items about production of crops in the National Agricultural Department, helping people rise above the poverty level. Also about the World Health Organization in Geneva. Additional IDs at 1445 and 1458 when it went into French. The signal strength was decent, but tough copying them through the adjacent interference. He says, I was very pleased to be able to hear LNR, even with this poor reception. The best reception he had was the indigenous music and singing, and a poor quality audio ID and music he put into his clip. It seems the Benghazi, Libya transmitter is sometimes close to the proper frequency, 675, and sometimes about 2.5 kHz on the high side. Bruce County in New Hampshire, National Radio Club, reported August 27th at 0100. It was just 4 hertz below 675. However, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says, on September 23rd at 1920, using remote receivers in Italy, he measured it on 677.4945, 30 over 9 in central Italy and on the Riviera coast, a phone-in program, 1930 UT in Arabic. Via internet, super high, very high, medium, and high frequencies, this is World of Radio 1845. Our website, worldofradio.com, brings you much more information. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Robert Lazar, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ron Howard in California reports the Malaysian transmitter on 6050 reactivated September 27th. It had been silent from September 9th through 26th. It had a strong signal heard randomly between 11:38 and 14:45 in vernacular. From 13:02, they had their usual Tuesday Bollywood show of pop songs in Hindi. How long will they stay on the air this time? Well, on September 28th, the next day, I was hearing some pop music on 6050, before and after 13UT, presumably that's what it was, and Ron Howard was also hearing it 2 hours later, that date 1500, when they had switched to carrying a different program, Salam FM, and it went off at 1506. Before then, it had been relaying Asyik FM, A-S-Y-I-K. The replacement medium wave transmitter on 1098 kHz at Majuro, Marshall Islands, is getting well into North America. I've been hearing a carrier there around sunrise, presumably coming from that direction. Note the Marshall Islands are the next chain beyond Hawaii, almost due west from here. Neil Cazaros near Chicago has been checking for this carefully, was listening on September 25th. He says, I had a minute of music from them at 10:43 UT and some bits around 1100. Finally at 11:28 with WTAM Cleveland, less of an issue. A song and a guy speaking for a while, and then an instrumental anthem buried by a big static crash and fades away. I expect V7AB with a repaired transmitter will be one of the most common signals from out of the Pacific here now, as it was about a dozen years ago. This was the best I've ever heard audio from them. Note that they are believed to leave their carrier on the air all night, even when they've quit modulating around 11:30. Nigel Pimlet in Alberta has also been hearing 1098 Marshall Islands, September 25th, around 1010 and 1040 UT, and September 27th, first noted with talk at 0903, and still heard at 1126. Nigel Pimlet also reports Mauritania active again on 783 kHz. He ran across Quran recitations at 0515 UT, September 23rd, which at that hour could really only be from Mauritania. He says it's been years since I've heard any evidence of audio from them. Once again, UT Monday at 0330, September 26th. I'm looking for regional appendices to Mexico's La Hora Nacional, and I hear a couple from Monterrey, Nuevo León on 1190. It's Contacto XECT with somebody from the Autonomous University of the State talking about Don Quixote and Cervantes. Same thing heard on 1140 XEMR, but not synchronized, as it seems each station plays out separately, La Hora Nacional and its other PS programs. If you haven't heard special English from Voice of America lately, you can hear it via Burma. Ron Howard reports Myanmar Radio 5985.0 September 28th. With their Wednesday-only program, VOA Special English, People in America. This one was about Catherine Graham of the Washington Post at 1540 to 1555 UT. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports an unscheduled broadcast heard of Mighty KBC Radio, the Giant Jukebox, Wednesday, September 28th from 11 UT on 9600, probably also via Now in Germany. We wonder why they would do this without any advanced publicity. Maybe it was just a test. The Japanese service of China Radio International has been missing from 7325 for some time before 13 UT. It had been making reception of Wantok Radio Light Papua New Guinea impossible, except that WRL has been inactive for several months, Now that China is off, we still hear nothing on 7325 from PNG. Ron Howard and I both note this situation. Ron, however, reports NBC Madang, Papua New Guinea on 3260. September 25th, Sunday, at 1200, it started the Island Praise Show from Stacy Rose, syndicated from Florida, but went off the air at 1202. Then on September 27th, they suddenly went off the air around 1200. That is, the audio ended at 1201, but the transmitter stayed on past 1222 with just dead air. Too bad they did not keep the audio going. There's a bit of a mess on 13800 kilohertz, where we would like to hear Radio Puntland, Somalia. Wolfgang Büschel reports that from 1530 to 1630 UT on Saturdays only, there's a Russian and Chechen broadcast from 8CJB via now in Germany on that same frequency. And on September 17th, from 1530 to 16, there was DRM-style jamming, presumably from Ethiopia. But why would they be jamming Radio Puntland? As reported by Ruman Pankov, Wolfgang Büschel says this white noise jamming could be from an opposition Somalia political faction, but more likely it's part of the 24-hour jamming from China against the Tibetan Language Service of Radio Free Asia or Voice of America, which use that frequency at other times of the day. Ron Howard reports on what was apparently the last day of broadcasting on shortwave of Radio Rossiya via Vladivostok, 5900, September 22nd. At 11:16, a music program of pop songs in English, such as The Animals with House of the Rising Sun, The Ronettes with Be My Baby. At 12:53, many IDs for Radio Rossiya, but there were no local programs from Vladivostok. Kai Ludwig has found information about this from a website in Vladivostok of RTRS describing the background. Destruction by the cyclone, usually through loss of mains power, knocked off a number of DVB-T transmission facilities, leaving 45 settlements with 33,000 inhabitants without a signal. After the state of emergency had been declared on 31 August, RTRS had 810 kHz medium wave back on the air the following night at 1 a.m. local time. Shortwave transmissions required more preparations. They finally started in the local morning of September 3rd. On September 17th at 11 a.m., all transmitter sites were back on the air, where needed, with portable generating sets. And it was decided to continue the AM contingency service for one more week and then stop it. Omdurman, Sudan kept shifting 1 kHz upwards from its nominal 7205. It was on 7206 for a while, then September 22nd at 0519. I had a carrier on exactly 7207. I was hoping for 7208 to be next, but by September 26th at 0316, they were back on 7205, at least that carrier, but hardly any modulation. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says they were back on 7205 by September 24th when he checked in the afternoons and evenings. He says the hours are 14 to 21 UT, but there is co-channel interference, and moving 1 kHz or 2 would hardly help. It might even make it worse to the listener. The other stations on 7205, PBS Xinjiang in Uyghur until 1800, Iran in Italian from 1923 to 1950, and France in French starting at 2000. Ron Howard in California reports on Fuxing Broadcasting Station, Taiwan, 9410. As of September 25th, he concluded they were on the air daily between 11 and 13 UT only, in Chinese with easy listening songs, still silent on their other frequency, 9774. However, on September 26th and 27th, they were off the air again from 9410. Did they do that just to prove me wrong, says Ron. In bclnews.it, Christian Mocano in Romania reports Tajikistan, Voice of Tajik, 7245, was really on 7240 instead, September 23rd at 1436. Here's an amusing explanation of all the operational errors we've noted from the Voice of Turkey, like broadcasting on the wrong frequency. It's from Ulmarkvik in Sweden in Nordix via shortwave bulletin via a Google translation. He says, once they built their transmitter facility at Emirler, it was tough with the Turkish economy, and they could not hire highly paid technicians for a routine job at the transmitter. Instead, they took a few cowboys and gave them a crash course in transmitter operation. They were uneducated boys. They were able to herd the cows, ride horses, and if necessary, shoot red curds, but manuals and schedules were not their forte. And the frequency change was difficult. They would rather lie around and drink rocky and take it easy. But when it was time for a change of frequency, they took their time. I've experienced the results myself. The transmission is interrupted before the end. Sometimes they change to the wrong frequency. But you may luck out and find the transmitter on the frequency they accidentally switched to. So it has been for years. Guys who do not take care of the job make the studio staff sit around talking into the air the last few minutes. Alan Willey in Newfoundland, on one of his de-expeditions, reports to IRCA hearing something on 530 kilohertz, September 22nd, between 0810 and 910 UT. There was a woman with religious talk in Spanish, mixing apparently with Cuba, so could it be Radiovisión Cristiana reactivated on South Caicos, Turks and Caicos Islands? Kai Ludwig reminds us of a report 11 months ago at an Ethiopian opposition website, abugidainfo.com, which says the stormy relationship between the Voice of America and the Ethiopian government has taken a strange twist after the foreign minister and ambassador managed to sneak into the headquarters of the U.S. broadcaster and convene an unauthorized editorial meeting with some staff members. The officials tried to dictate guidance and orders to the broadcasters and critique the content and quality of VOA broadcast to Ethiopia. The situation may have worsened now, explaining why there is now white noise jamming against more and more frequencies VOA has had to add to its Amharic and Oromo language broadcasts. Wolfgang Büschel has been researching this. Sometimes the transmitter site changes in the middle of a broadcast. Oromo at 1730 to 1800, and is it now daily instead of weekdays only? 12040, 12080, 12110, 12140, 13860, and 15630. The Amharic broadcast at 18 to 19 has definitely white noise scratching jamming on 12040, 12080, 12110, 12140, 13860, and 15630 at least. This is a fluid situation and there could be further changes. Ivo Ivanov notes a new frequency from the Lampertheim, Germany site, 15700, between 1730 and 1930, including another broadcast in Tigrinya at 1900, not being jammed as yet as of September 23rd. Also, the earlier Amharic at 1630 to 17 was not jammed on 6040 or 15580. If you hear Spanish on 1350 in the middle of the night, identifying as 98.7, I've figured out it's really KZTD in Cabot, Arkansas, relaying Wichita Falls, Texas. The propagation outlook from Boulder, as they've been warning us for several weeks. G2 moderate geomagnetic storm level September 28th to 30th, with ANK indices peaking at 35 and 6, down to 5 and 2 by October 6th, and another peak of 20 and 5 October 17th. Solar flux rising from 80 September 30th to only 95 October 15th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1845.